You still here, man?
Yeah, man.
I wash my hands. You wash your hands?
Yes.
I wash my hands. Yeah.
So I think we should explain to the people what's going on.
Yeah, we can explain to them in the show. This is just like a little bit of like startup. You know what I mean? See, like you see Smith with the coffee. That's his Corona acting up.
Oh my God!
You're so foolish.
Robitussin.
My Corona.
Corona. My Corona.
Woo! Chilling with Villains, the podcast. I am your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host over the phone, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And a think tank in the house.
What up? Hello.
Right. Shout out to Reams on SoundCloud.com and look for him on Instagram. Shout out to Khadija.R. You'll find her on Instagram as well. So I don't know how many days it's been going on like this or like weeks. I think since December.
Since the first outbreak?
Okay, well, whatever. This coronavirus got us now literally avoiding other human beings. We got Smith over the phone, like I mentioned earlier. What up, Smith?
Yeah, what up, man?
So how are you handling this? Like, you run out of toilet paper, like...
Yo, the best is the Dakota supersede to do grocery shopping. And I'm like, I don't need toilet paper right now, you know what I'm saying? But I don't see how toilet paper in the first place is going to fucking help.
it's
not going to help you block the fucking breathing or touching... the coronavirus or whatever, it's not going to help, you know? Then I go to Super C, and there's nothing on the shelf, guy. Toilet paper or Kleenex, guy.
I'm telling you should have got that shit when you had the chance, because I made that same mistake, too. We went to a couple of stores on the weekend. We went to the first store, and, like, everybody was walking out with toilet paper. I'm like, no, don't worry. I bet there's going to be some at the next store. We're out here pretty early. By the time we got to the next store, there was no toilet paper nowhere.
Like zero
anywhere.
Oh shit!
It's like everybody's like, I feel like everybody knows something we don't. It's like, what is there gonna be like a mass shitting or something? Like,
well, you know, people are afraid of the diarrhea, right? So during quarantine, they can't get more toilet paper if they have it.
Yeah, but diarrhea, like, there's a shower right there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but
and there's plenty of other things you can wipe your ass with. I don't know if a lot of people are knowledgeable about this already. But it's like tissue, like Smith just said. You know, paper.
Towel.
I mean, paper towel, you don't want to be throwing in the toilet. That'll clog your shit up, and then you're going to have more problems.
Yeah, for real.
I can understand that. But, you know, napkins. You know, if you really want to go, like, super conservative, super outdoorsman, you can use newspaper.
Leaves.
What's that? What'd
you say?
Grocery stores are charging, like, $17.99 and shit.
Oh, dude, the price gouging is ridiculous. I bought, what was it that that we seen on Amazon? The you know those little Purells, those pocket Purells?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, have gone extinct. If you try to look for one, good luck. Those little things, two of those for $99.99 on Amazon, dog. Can you imagine $100? For hand sanitizer?
Shit.
When you could get, like, a case of 24 on the Walmart website for, like, $60.
Yeah, man. They even, like, they shut down that dude that was selling Lysol. Like, he bought all the Lysol wipes.
Oh, yeah. Kijiji actually, they're blocking people from doing that to, like, resell it online. They're blocking them. Like, now you can't, like, overbuy and sell it for, like, ridiculous price.
And I was like, this is what, like, okay, look, I understand there's an outbreak, you know? There's some people that take it more serious than others, okay? And there's some that are not. But you don't need to buy 6 months' worth of toilet paper. You need to chill out. We're not a country that's going into some super debilitating state right now. So far, we're in the beginning stages. It's good. They restock every morning.
Right.
So just Now you just have to go there in the morning if you want to get your toilet paper, but just...
But what happens if the stock has to stop being stocked because there's no one else? Like what if we become a ghost town because everyone has to stay inside? I think that's what's scaring people is the what ifs more than what is.
The what ifs, right? Because this has never happened before like this.
Not like this. I don't think like this. Because since it first was confirmed, which was on the 30th of December of 2019... there have been 162,687 confirmed, but what's weird is that they're saying the deaths is 6,065 people.
But like, there are a lot of news reports are saying like 4,000, a little less than 5,000.
Right, like it's 3.4% of whoever did get sick is dead.
It's a little weird. I don't like math.
Especially like with, it's more affecting like, because I read it on, because, you know, YouTube has, like, the corona, like, thing up there from Canada Health.
Yeah.
You know, it's straight from Canada Health. And they said, basically, it's, like, you have to, like, Gary, you even said it with the traveling and everything else. You just gotta, like, really watch it around people that are traveling. You know, and also, it's affecting, like, the hospitals are even saying now that they're affecting the 70-year-olds and up, and people with weak immune systems.
Yeah, like, well, it's been like that, but it hasn't really reached children, but, like, there have been a few confirmed cases, but, yeah, if you're old, like, it's real bad.
Okay, I don't want to cut into this part of the conversation. I just want to apologize right off the bat for the... my ESPN sound alert that just happened on the phone while we were talking. I'm sure the microphone picked that up. But yeah. It's saying it's hitting mostly elderly people.
Yeah, or people with like immune systems, like lowered immune systems.
Yeah, but I say don't just look at it as, oh, it's affecting old people. I don't need to.
Nobody
should be complacent.
Yeah. They're taking more precautions with the hospitals I'm talking about, with the elderly and the people that are sick, like with the weak immune systems.
Yeah.
That's what I'm basically getting at with the hospitals. But you should always, like, basically wash your hands as much as possible and, like, you know, be, like you said, a little bit vigilant with your health.
Trust with Annie Alarmist over here. She's watched every single fucking zombie movie that's ever existed and anything to do with viral infections. Trust, we ready. And if one thing I've learned from watching The Walking Dead for the past 10 years, it ain't the outbreak you need to worry about. It's other people.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I started looking at that. You know they got that map on the Hopkins University, put up this map on where the outbreak is around the world. As I just made a joke to myself, it's like, besides for where it started, because that's where it started, obviously, it wasn't aware, and then pow, you know, it expands. Anything after that, it's just people just bear lying. And the amount, the size of the outbreak is based on how many motherfuckers was lying. Because, you know, if you were sick, knowing this thing was going around, wouldn't you be a little like, I don't want to tell nobody. You know what I mean? Would you tell somebody you just went on a cruise and do the responsible thing and self-quarantine yourself? Do you really want to trust the next person to do it? And that's why I think it traveled so fast, is because a lot of people are like, you know.
Yeah, well, it's also because flu season, right? So they probably think, oh, it's just a flu. It can't be COVID-19. I'm fine. Let me go and sneeze on this bus pole.
Yeah, and that whole like, oh, I'm totally fine, or I wasn't around anybody that's sick. You guys need to throw that out and stop being complacent to that. Because now you don't need to be sick to transmit the shit, apparently. It keeps changing. The information keeps changing all the time. So me, I just treat it like, yo, like it's airborne, and I don't want to be near nobody. That's how I treat it.
And it could stay on surfaces also, so like, you just have to be careful and just be aware, you know?
Yeah.
And don't trust people, because it's like Gary said, how do we know? We don't know.
The dangerous thing about this virus is also, like, they were talking about, is the pneumonia in the two lungs.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
You know if you have this type of virus.
For sure.
Like when you have water in your lungs and everything else, you are having a lot of trouble breathing. Trust me, my mom has been through it. I know what it is. She gets, like, out of breath just, like, walking to the bathroom.
Damn, man. See, all that is just to say is, like, this is not the common flu like a lot of people are writing it off to be. This ain't no flu. Just a flu. Pneumonia, like you're just saying, like he's saying just now, that's a pretty serious thing.
That's the severe cases that are happening.
Yeah, that's at the severe, which they say like 80% of people also recover, so that's 20%
that have severe cases. People are probably not taking it as serious because of the fact that the mild cases is ones that it's like the flu, which you could just, like, you know, basically wear it off.
Yeah.
That's what they said in the thing. But severe cases, you got to watch out for that, because if you can't breathe and you're, like, coughing, like, you know, like, because me, I had a cold lately. I cough heavily, but the thing is, I could walk anywhere, you know what I'm saying? And, like, yeah, you lose your breath a little bit, but because of your chest and everything else. But the thing is, I can tell if I'm really, like, you wouldn't be able to walk around, actually.
Nah, you wouldn't be, like, weak. You know, short of breath, like they say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
But it's to not even take the chance, you know what I mean? Like I said, like, whether you're sick or not, you know, like you said, due diligence of washing your hands. But then, what do you say about, I've heard this on another podcast or a radio show, a nurse called in, and she said they've been doing everything, taking all the precautions, wearing all the gloves, washing their hands like they're supposed to, and some of the staff is still getting this.
I think that's just bad luck. Like,
you think so?
You've been around it for so long, you know, it's gonna happen.
It's bound to happen.
Right? Like, it's gonna find a weak host, and it will latch.
So, is it to say that all of us are bound to catch it at one point?
I'm just saying, if you're surrounded by something every damn day, it's a surprise that not more of them got it.
Okay.
It's just a luck of the draw, you know?
Luck of the draw. That's some luck.
That's how I feel. That's, you know, so it's like, you do if you don't type of deal. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, like, well, it's like that person that was on the metro and buses, and she had it, and now everyone's trying to see where she was going with her locations and whatnot.
She didn't know that she had it because she's, like you're saying, complacent to the fact of, oh, well, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you traveled to one of these places that had the outbreak, or to have a big outbreak going on. That is something people need to be aware of. Look, if you came from an area that had this problem, don't come here and say, oh, I'm feeling fine, and that's where you draw the line, and you don't need to self-quarantine 14 days. Don't take the chance. Why take the chance and endanger everybody else?
Exactly. This virus is, like, so fascinating because of the rate it's going around the world. It's like, wow.
And that's the most impressive thing about it. Just the way it's gone around the world so fast, that it hasn't, I don't want to sound callous, it hasn't killed as many people as a lot of other viruses that have, viral infections that have gone through human mankind existence, you know what I mean?
It's really hit up with, like, a lot of the deaths have been with the seniors. I feel bad for them, because, you know, like, they're innocent, you know, all human beings are innocent, but them especially, like, I feel bad, because, like, they aren't giving them a chance, you know, and people that have, like, things, like, I'm worried about my mom.
Yeah.
She has COPD, and that's, like, she has, like, water in her lungs, and she is on dialysis all the time, and, like...
Well, I feel like anybody our age, you know what I mean, is super concerned, because our parents are 20, 30 years older than us, and they're in that age range, like you're saying, that is vulnerable to this thing. So it's a very, like, for me, it's very scary. It's fucking nuts. Yeah.
They run funny thing though. It's like, it's like, say if I just do like a mini cough, you want to see people jump?
Yo, sometimes, you know what you mean, like when you go from outside to inside and you get like the little runny nose.
Yeah.
Yo, I was standing up in the bank. I was trying so hard not to sniffle because everybody would hear it. You know what I mean? Like, now you're trying to fart to cover a sniffle. Before it was the other way around, you'd sneeze to cover a fart.
Cop, I almost did this guy. I copped on the 112 going up to the, near the 106. This guy went to the cartwheel up to the front of the bus. You know what I'm saying? you want to talk about it? That's why I start giggling. I'm like, oh my god.
You see, it's like you hear everybody's head turn at the same time, looking at the central focus of where to sneeze or to cough.
Luckily,
came
there was
from
a lot of people on the bus, because that would have been fucked up. Everyone would just went, like, you know.
Remember, I told you I seen a guy on the bus with a full Bane gas mask guy.
Yeah, this guy's serious.
Straight up on the bus guy. My boy was riding the bus like, hello, Mr. Wayne. I am immune to the coronavirus with this mask on.
Are we in October?
Living with the virus. I live amongst the virus.
If I see the tubes and shit, I'd be like, okay, now I've just seen everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, for real. Hey, man.
You know, like,
hey, I went to the grocery store with latex gloves on, man. Like, it was like a forensics crime scene.
Hey, man, that's how we stay safe.
I had some people look at me all weird and shit, but I had one woman, one Westie woman look at me, she's like, you're doing the right thing.
I'm there with my Lysol disinfectant spray, spraying my coat when I come back.
Spray your coat. Spray anybody that comes in the house.
I'm just like,
just attack them.
Fuck. Yeah, man. You just have to be really clean, you know? Try to be clean as possible. And hope for the best, because there's not really a way to dodge it. Like, you know those masks?
Yeah.
You know those masks don't really do fuck all.
That's what I heard too. But then I see a lot of people wearing them still.
Yeah, I see. No, it might help a little bit. But
and then I heard that it's only helpful if you have a cold, so that you don't spread it.
Yeah. It's only helpful if you're coughing.
Yeah.
Or if you want to hide a sniffle.
Hide a sniffle. Just, and nobody knows it came from you. Just exactly. Looking around.
People are thinking that this is a way to not get a cold. You got another thing coming, I need to tell you.
You know what I'm saying? It's so weird to deal with this around this time, too, right? It's flu season.
Yeah, that's
a hell of a season.
Why it's so deadly. Like, the craziest is that you can get this from, like, cause now, like, a lot of it came from animals.
Yeah, I heard bats, you know? And I heard, like, look, man, I've heard a lot of conspiracy stories, too. I don't know what's true. I'm not trying to sit here to be, like, the corona expert. The only expert of corona I am is the beer. I don't like it with lime. Period.
Yeah, I could drink that all day.
You know what I mean? But, you know, it's like, some people say, oh, the masks work, the masks don't work, yeah, from a cough, not from a cough. Like, I don't want to believe the conspiracies. If the World Health Organization is saying it, or if Health Canada is saying it, I'm gonna follow those guidelines. Heard all kinds of things. We got this from bats or some shit like that, and I don't know. You gotta look it up. I said, do your research.
You know, basically. Like, that doesn't stop the other shit from happening in the world, you know,
like influenza still.
You know, like, thousands of people a year die from a regular cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
so you think this virus is a wake-up call? Like, we need to clean up our act?
Well, the pollution has gone down.
I, you know what? Annie made a good point about how, like, you do, you know, like, Ugandans don't. I find, and you have a good point too about how staying like more clean, you know, taking care of yourself more. But also, and you had a good point with the luck thing. I find I agree. Like you know, you could be healthy your whole life and everything else. And for instance, like cancer, okay?
Yeah.
My uncle was one of the healthiest guys I've ever met in my life, and he passed away from cancer.
Okay.
Didn't smoke a cigarette in his life. Drinks only on special occasions. The guy exercises like crazy. Goes swimming. Goes biking. He does like he works at a food store, but he's always working with his hands, like freaking putting up signs, you know those big street signs and everything else, like the like those commercial signs and everything else. He does that on like spare time.
Okay.
And he died of cancer. Like I agree with Andy with the fact that with the luck issue, you know what I'm saying? It's like
Well, I don't want to call it luck. Let's just say like it's unfortunate. The unfortunate,
yeah,
is that a word?
Okay, sorry, you're right.
Yeah, is that a word? Unfortunitude? The unfortunitude?
Oh,
no, that's not a word. I just made it up.
That's not a word.
I want money for it if I just made that up.
Put it in the Oxford Dictionary.
Fucking, Gary's gonna have his own dictionary by the end of this show, fuck.
You know what I mean? Yeah, just a whole bunch of, like, I'm sure I made up some words along the way.
We get it.
Sometimes we get our, like, expressions all mixed up. You still get it. Don't need to explain ourselves. Ain't no scientist here.
You know, I'd be able to live with you, Gary, but then there'd be some times I'd be like, yo, guy, I swear to God, if you say another big word I can't understand, I'm going to kill you. I'm just going to look at you and shake my head, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, what did you say? I said that was ostentatious. Bah!
Ostentatious, this bitch.
Ostentatious, these nuts.
Fucking. Oh my god.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
I'm pretty sure I didn't use it right.
See, but like, you know, like, but this doesn't help the fact with other stupid shit going on, you know, like in the world, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is just making people go, like, absolutely extra paranoid, like.
Yeah. Like nobody's talking about climate change.
No. Like, for instance, with this climate change, like, March has been, like, the coolest, warmest March I've ever seen.
Yep. Global warming, yeah. Yeah, I mean, has there been a shooting lately?
Yeah, on Saturday.
No, but, like, a mass shooting, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
I feel like they used to happen every week. Now it's just been corona everything. It's like, mass shooters are taking 2 weeks quarantine due to the coronavirus.
Oh, fuck.
We all must stand together. Actually, everyone's like, fuck that, I'm staying away from you.
Yo, serious.
Band together my ass. Everyone's like, I wish I had my own little box.
Yo, I wish I had a boat.
Had a boat.
I'd be on that boat right now. Well, dude, the only corona that you would see on that boat is a couple of cases of corona.
Yeah.
That's it. No fucking line. I'd throw that shit overboard.
I went to a party yesterday, a birthday party. I wanted to order some corona, but I didn't want to see people flip out.
It just out of spite? Oh, man.
Did I have a corona? Word blasphemy.
Yo, man, that just reminded me, like, on the serious note with that, you mentioned bar. Yeah, apparently clubs and bars were shut down this weekend. There was not a single bar. Well, I don't know about bars, but clubs were shut down. And now Mayor Legault's talking about, is it Premier Legault? Mayor Legault? No, Premier Legault? Wherever the fuck that guy's name is. That dude is talking about no theaters, no gym, daycare, school, old folks home. Sorry, no. Home for the elderly, sorry. All that.
No visitors in hospitals. I can't even go see my mom, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn,
no
son.
No visitors allowed in the hospital. And then if you go to the hospital, like, say, to emergency, they have this whole fucking thing going for that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really, like, a pandemic, like, like, I understand you be vigilant, but people need to calm the fuck down, you know what I'm saying?
Well, apparently, this is just the beginning.
Calm before the storm.
With, I've heard some reports saying this is just the beginning.
17 cases in Montreal.
39.
See? In one day, boom.
But see, that's another thing, too, to keep note of. It's not that the number increased. Those people were already there. They were just tested and discovered.
Right. And added to the ones that were already tested and discovered.
Exactly. So it's to say that, like, we're walking
around.
It's
not like 17 plus 39. No, it's 17 plus a few more made 39.
Yeah, yeah. we're among
right.
some people that might be carrying it, regardless. Like this guy.
And also, like, you're doing tests to figure out, like, if it's mild or severe or not. So, like, if it's mild, I think they might, like, you know, let you know, but they'll be like, yo, you need to, like, stay home, you know what I'm saying, type of deal.
Like, I wonder if I should stay home. Like, my workplace doesn't say anything, but now I'm, like, nervous. Like, do I even go in? Is it even safe to ride the metros and buses? Like,
I don't know, man.
This is weird times we're in, man.
I think you should call the toll-free number and ask. For information.
I think I just want an excuse to not go to work.
Yeah. You know, maybe like, I don't know, like, I'm not telling you what to do anyways. I'm not paying your salary, guy. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I remember, like, you used to tell you, yo, Gary, guy, took the day off, and you like, yeah, you paid my day, dude.
Because if you pay me cash, I'll take the day off. It's no problem.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. The only thing I can suggest is what Adam suggested, and also the fact maybe take one day and call your work and say, like, you know, I want to figure, like, what to do and shit.
True say, yeah. It's not a bad idea. Give them a call. See what the plan is.
Yeah, call HR.
Yeah.
George is like in the background. Good idea.
So yes, I don't want to come in. Is it why? Because I'm scared of viruses.
You know, like people, like the government's even saying, like, you have to try either going to work, going to a pharmacy, or going to a supermarket. But that is it. They said.
Right, like, don't do any unnecessary travels.
Yeah, unnecessary travel, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's what basically people are saying, like, the government is saying. Until they have a handle on, like, as soon as they find the, like, a vaccine for it, or a way to, like, take care of it, it's gonna go down.
Yeah.
But it's just, how long will it take? That's the problem.
Yeah, I've seen some reports say that vaccine could take a year and a half to get it perfected. I've heard some stories saying, like, yo, they could start a human trial in April. So it's all up in years. Basically, who's going to be first across the finish line, really?
Instead of the great race to space, it's the great race to the vaccine.
Yeah, and then the vaccine is one thing. Now, for the people that already have it, it would be nice to have a treatment.
Yeah.
Or some type of remedy.
Well, they say drink lots of fluids and quarantine and, you know, just go through it.
Everybody keep your immune system up. Get that vitamin C. Take care of yourselves. Wash your hands. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Don't sit next to people.
I mean, we shouldn't need to tell people to wash their hands. This is some fucking bullshit. Like,
yeah, really? Well, you know, some people really are like, you know what? No, it's not whatever, blah, blah, blah. Look at this one person my friend was telling me about licking bus poles just because he had the virus and was like, ha ha. And he started licking bus poles in front of her.
It makes you want to punch these dudes that start licking ice cream. Remember you just open up ice cream somewhere and lick the ice cream?
Ah, gross. Fucking assholes.
What's wrong with people, like?
Oh, these challenges are out of control, dog. Like, I seen this one, the girl tried to sip up a cup of juice with the empty toilet paper roll.
The cardboard part?
As a straw? The cardboard part?
Fucking weirdos.
I was like half vexed. I'm like, where the fuck she get that? She used up all that toilet paper and that's what she did with the fucking roll?
don't do that,
it's not the time for this shit. But anyway, we're gonna mosey on out of here, man.
Meaning, like, it's like, it's something that people are not sure about, but they're panicking.
Everybody just needs to stay calm.
Stay calm and carry on.
I'm telling you, man, like, all you could do is, like you said, drink fluids, wash your hands as much as possible, and that's all you could do.
That's it.
That's it.
Do the best.
That's all.
Every little thing is going to count. And then we're eventually going to, like, this is going to pass, just like all the others. Over time. Like H1N1. Remember that one?
Swine flu, bird flu, Zika.
Zika. Cholera.
Polio, tuberculosis. The Great Plague of 1418 or whatever. 1842.
I'm not going to count those. I wasn't around for that one. Let's just start with the U-Boy band of viruses. You know, so there's Corona, there's SARS, there's MERS. And H1N1, unless that's a combination of these other ones. I don't know. Okay. Look, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. Just talking about these things making my skin itch.
All right,
dog. So we're going to mosey on out of here. If you want to hear more information about us, but before I give out the information, sorry, we're going to shout out to Reams on SoundCloud.com. Find him on Instagram. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Apas Rock. And if you want to find you information about us, we're on Facebook.com/chillvillains. That's memes, vids, and stay chill. We always talking about Corona. You're going to see a lot of Corona updates on everywhere. You don't really need our website. You're going to see that shit everywhere you go. Oh, special shout out, man. This virus not only just spawned, like, mass hysteria, but someone close to us started their own podcast, adding to the Montreal podcast fam.
Welcome.
The last podcast ever, hosted by Graham, Mel, and Curtis. Graham is who has supplied us with some of the artwork here in the Chillin' Villain Studios. So go ahead, give them a listen. They're on YouTube. They're on Instagram. Look out for them. We're on Instagram. Most of our followers on Instagram, and that's at and if you have any complaints, if you're feeling sick, well we don't care, just stay away from us.
1 meter away, please.
You can send all complaints, comments, whatever you want, chillinwithvillains@gmail.com. Without further ado, this is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
And Think Tank in the house.
Bye.
On behalf of that dude, Nick, and Jess Filmin, that's all we got to say about that shit.